Italy's Prime Minister has declared a 12-month state of emergency for the region surrounding Genoa in the north of the country as part of the government's response to the collapse of a large motorway bridge, a tragedy that's claimed at least 39 lives. Rescuers who are still on the scene say there's little hope of finding more people alive underneath the rubble. Those who did survive the collapse are starting to share their stories, as Europe correspondent James Glenday reports.
Surrounded by reporters, safe in his hospital bed, David Capello, a former professional soccer goalkeeper, reflected on his lucky escape.
I remember the road started to collapse and I heard an amazing noise. I saw the road collapsing and I went down with it. I was lucky enough to land. I don't even know how.
The car he was driving as the bridge gave way ended up mangled in the wreckage. Yet in the immediate aftermath, the 33-year-old was able to call his family.
I just have the picture in front of my eyes of the road that collapsed. I saw four cars in front of me. There was a fair bit of traffic. I just can't imagine something like this happening in Italy.
The tragedy is being treated much like a natural disaster. Armed with sniffer dogs and climbing gear, rescue teams have been clambering over the rubble, searching for more survivors. They have to look under each enormous slab of concrete and piece of twisted metal. It's a slow, arduous task, and hope is failing.
We've started moving some of the biggest segments of concrete from the collapsed bridge in order to create new spaces so our teams can enter and check for other people.
Amid growing public anger, the Italian Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, has declared a state of emergency for the region, and a safety audit of other vital bits of infrastructure across the nation will be carried out. Extra money is going to be provided to fix the motorway, and the country's transport minister, Danilo Toninelli, is promising a full investigation.
Tragic events like this must not be allowed to happen in a civilised and modern country like Italy. This is unacceptable, and those responsible must pay until the end.
Among those killed were a young family on holiday, a chef from Chile, and workers who were crushed by falling debris. At least three of the victims are believed to be children, and the region is now in 2 days of mourning. This is James Glenday reporting for AM.